May I speak in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
For the poor shall never cease out of the land. Therefore I command thee, saying, Thou shalt open thine arms wide unto thy brother, to the poor, to thy needy, in thy land. If we open the pages of a weekend travel supplement, we're confronted with idyllic images of sun-kissed beaches, tranquil getaways in exotic locations, or mini breaks a mere short haul flight away. The world is presented as a realm for us to explore and delight in for our indulgence. If we look at the front pages of those same newspapers, we're confronted with terrible images of those same holiday resorts. The sun still shines on golden sands. The blue hues of water and sky are vibrant as ever. But over the last 24 hours, we've heard of the horror of an attack on a Tunisian beach. Armed men emerging from the sea with volleys of gunfire. Sun loungers and towels becoming shrouds. Over recent weeks, we've also seen images of migrants being plucked from the Mediterranean waters. In Kos, Western holidaymakers share beaches with those fleeing from conflict in Syria. Reflecting on her own cousin's journey by foot across the Sahara to Europe, the Nigerian writer Chibundu Onuzuzu says, there are no oceans wide enough to stop migrants from dreaming of a better life. We live in a turbulent world, wrought with contradictions. The social, economic, and political life of the European Union is under strain. Member countries face a range of acute challenges, from the immigration crisis in Italy to the debt burden in Greece. The horrific violence perpetuated by Islamic State and affiliated groups adds to the fear and instability across North Africa and the Middle East. Such events make us face the problem of evil in an acute way. We might seek answers in psychology or military tactics. But if human nature is rooted in a deep capacity for love and empathy rather than violence, how do we make sense of all this? How do we respond? The longing for liberty and justice embodied in Magna Carta continues to have universal resonance. We continue to seek peace and to pursue it. Neither the reading from Deuteronomy nor Paul's experience in Acts offer us easy answers to the situations underlying the headlines and images in our newspapers. They do, however, invite us to think and act with prayerful generosity. The Hebrew books of the law build into the workings of human society a pattern of the remission of debt. It's the vision which inspired the Jubilee Debt Campaign, that countries might be free to invest in their health, education, and infrastructure. Alleviating human need is a source of divine blessing. Hard-heartedness and tight-fistedness are condemned. Giving liberally with an open hand and heart is what God commands. It reflects God's image in us. Acting in that way draws us into God's purposes. We become a source of blessing to others, who in turn bless. In the Acts of the Apostles, we glimpse how the good news of God's love made manifest in Jesus Christ was proclaimed across the known world in the power of the Spirit. From Jerusalem to Athens and Rome, we travel through a world just like ours. There are competing philosophies, episodic persecution, expanding trade routes, and the ebb and flow of cross-cultural interactions. Throughout all this, Paul is trying to make sense of his encounter with the risen Christ, making sense of how he can share it. Might the change of heart he experiences transform not only his life, but the whole world? Paul finds himself in a ship crossing the Mediterranean. Stormy seas, rocks, overburdened vessels, and shallow waters make it a fearful experience, just as it is today. On the one hand, we see a pragmatism in Paul. He tells people to eat that they may survive. On the other, he offers spiritual encouragement. He takes bread, gives thanks to God. He broke it and they ate. He brings into a situation of fear and uncertainty a glimpse of God's grace, enacting what we recognize as the Eucharist or Holy Communion. He declares that all shall be saved. Seeking the welfare of all is an action that engenders trust, a sign that preserves the lives of all the prisoners. Violence perpetuates destruction and division. Yet human beings dream of a better life. God longs to bless us. Where might we find seeds of hope? For us, this is not just about empathy, but a matter of seeing God's image and likeness in the other. Overcoming conflict and inequality will demand something of us and our leaders. Let us pray that our financial and political systems, our engineering skill and entrepreneurial imagination may be combined with open-hearted compassion to create a sustainable future for our world. May our nation be a source of blessing and hope and healing. All this is rooted in the gospel. As Archbishop Justin put it, we must reaffirm our solidarity with each other and affirm the great treasures of freedom in religion and so many other ways. Our strength is in the God who conquered evil when Jesus rose from the dead. And in his death and victory, we find the basis of our future. Amen.